She feared for her lord father, and wondered at his ominous silence. She feared for her brother Edmure, and prayed that the gods would watch over him if he must face the Kingslayer in battle. She feared for Ned, and her girls, and for the sweet sons she had left behind at Winterfell. And yet there was nothing she could do for any of them. And so she made herself put all thought of them aside. "You must save your strength for Rob," she told herself. "He is the only one you can help. You must be as fierce and hard as the North, Catelyn Tully. You must be a Stark, for true now, like your son." Rob rode at the front of the column, beneath the flapping white banner of Winterfell. Each day he would ask one of his lords to join him, so they might confer as they marched. He honoured every man in turn, showing no favourites, listening as his lord father had listened, weighing the words of one against the other. "He has learned so much from Ned," she thought as she watched him. "But has he learned enough?" The Blackfish had taken 100 picked men and 100 swift horses and raced ahead to screen their movements and scout the way. The reports Sir Brynden's riders brought back did little to reassure her.